Hello, my name is Julie Milton and I'm a complementary therapist at Rowcroft Hospice. Over the next few sessions, I'm going to talk to you about relaxation and mindfulness meditation, an introduction to different techniques that you can use to support yourself and your well-being. We can often get caught up in worrying thoughts, and stress and anxiety can build up within us. And the way we behave when we're uptight and anxious can be very different to how we would be if we were more relaxed and more in control of our emotions. We can learn to relax, to release tension in the body. If we're aware of it, we can do something about it. And we can become more aware of our thoughts. Worrying thoughts don't take away today's problem, they take away tomorrow's peace. We can learn to relax. It's a skill. It takes practice and it can have enormous benefits. There are a range of techniques. The hope is that by trying different techniques, you might find one that supports you the best. And if you do find a technique that you prefer, that you can engage with, then I'd encourage you to continue to practice that one. If we practice a technique, we can get better at it, and then we can dip into it when we need it. It may help us to recognise sooner when there's tension in the body. Also, when we have those recurring thoughts that knock us off our perch, that can lead to changes in mood. We can be going along okay, and then we have a thought, and it's just a thought, not a fact. And then we can get carried away on that thought, which can lead us down some very dark alleyways. We can learn to notice sooner when we have that thought, and then in noticing, we can choose to follow that train of thought or let it go. Our minds are clever. Our thoughts can follow the same old patterns, which can leave us upset, anxious, tired, exhausted, low in mood. Relaxation and meditation techniques are skills we can learn to help us stay more in control, to help switch off that fight-flight bodily response to danger. That fight-flight response was originally a life-saving reaction designed to provide high levels of energy and alertness in life-threatening situations. This enabled our ancestors to fight or flee if faced with immediate physical danger, such as an attack by a saber-toothed tiger. Nowadays, these bodily reactions are rarely appropriate, but actually they still happen. Once a threat has been perceived, adrenaline is released into the bloodstream, and the body switches to all systems go. When the necessary physical action is over, then the relaxation response comes into play and the body returns to a state of rest and equilibrium is restored. You can see this in the ways that cats behave. There's a sudden burst of energy and then they relax. Now these days the demands on us are ever increasing and they're often not of an immediate physical nature. The reactions are rarely those of fight or flight. However, the body can't differentiate real physical danger from that which is not. So imagination, memory and perception can all trigger or perpetuate that mechanism. If the stress mechanism is triggered over and over again, the biological responses have been set in motion and they keep active for long periods because the natural switch off hasn't occurred. Then we can feel totally exhausted and we can become ill. Stress and anxiety can become a problem when it becomes overwhelming or prolonged with no outlet or no natural way of switching it off. We can become grumpy, short-tempered, prone to saying things that actually don't really mean. We're scared. We can get muscle tension, which can drain us of energy, and we can feel totally fatigued. We all have a different stress threshold and respond in various ways to situations. Balance is about developing a sustainable lifestyle that's right for you. In those conditions, you'll function at your best, feeling good and relating in a balanced way to people and the environment around you. Understanding what's going on with your body can reassure you. Those wound up feelings you experience, although uncomfortable, can't hurt you. What's happening is your alarm button has been pressed and the fight flight response has been activated. Now, medical research has proved that deep relaxation switches on the relaxation response. So we can learn to turn off the fight-flight response. We can do it. We can learn to relax, which is a really good basis for stress management. We can learn to build coping strategies. So remember, relaxation is the body's natural way of calming down, and therefore it has no side effects. So it's a skill everyone can learn. It's a good idea to practice daily in the beginning. With regular practice and repetition, the skills become second nature, and you can learn to become more relaxed in daily living. Learning can be easier if you find a quiet space without interruptions. You can learn with other people, other family members. Children sometimes enjoy snuggling up to enjoy that peace and stillness. It's difficult to relax if you're cold, so just make sure you're comfortably warm. Try to avoid practicing when you're hungry or just after a meal. And never worry whether you're doing it right. Never try too hard. Rather, have a go and let it happen. Enjoy it. Afterwards, just give yourself a little bit of time. You may want to stretch or yawn, wriggle, having a lazy look around you. Relaxation and meditation are not a waste of time. They're an investment in yourself and in your well-being. It's time very well spent. So have a go. Try these different techniques while you have the opportunity. Have a go. Thank you.